It's time for the Colbert Heights Wildcats Coaches Show. Join us as we take a look back at last week's game and look ahead to this week's matchup. Now, with head coach Taylor Leathers, here's your host, Chuck Hammer.
Good evening and welcome into the Colbert Heights Wildcats Coaches Show with head coach Taylor Leathers. I'm your host, Chuck Hammer. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. And if you have not done so, please go to our Facebook page or Twitter account and give us a like and a follow there if you want more high school coverage. We also talk UNA, Auburn, and Alabama athletics. Well, it's the end of the regular season, and we're now in the postseason shows. And no different this year than last year. The Colbert Heights Wildcats have qualified for the playoffs this year. And another great year for the Wildcats as they come in second place in the region, finishing with a region record of 4-1. Or 5-1, rather, and 6-4 overall. And we'll bring in head coach Taylor Leathers. Coach, how you doing this week?
Hey, I'm doing great, Chuck. You know, it's great to be on the radio this week and to be able to be sitting here with season left to play here as we approach the playoff week. You know, it's just a great time. It's a very rewarding time. It's a very special time, and it's a time that everybody in the state doesn't get to partake in. So I'm very, very proud to be in this position and to be sitting here practicing this week, getting ready for the first round of the state playoffs.
In the second half of the show, we'll go more in-depth with the opponent, but right now we'll talk about what happened out there on the mountain during the bye week and also what you maybe your coaches did, what your team did through the bye week, and we'll touch on the opponent. But, you know, it's always a broadcaster's worst nightmare when you're doing these coaches' shows and you have the bye week here at the end of the year and you're getting ready for the playoffs, but there isn't a whole lot to talk about this week since you didn't have a game last week, Coach. But, you know, this season has been such a great season out there on the mountain. 6-4 overall, 5-1 in the region, as we alluded to earlier, and just says a lot about your program and what you're building there. As you lost so much, and I think a lot of the prognosticators coming into the season expected you guys to take a step back, and you came in second in the region. You fell to the region champ, Westminster Christian. I think it was a pretty successful season, and you guys really maximized what you had on your roster.
Well, you're right. I mean, you kind of start to reflect a little bit about this upcoming game, being able to host a quality opponent such as Sachs High School coming in this Friday night. But, you know, I couldn't be more proud of these guys. As you said, to be able to return to the playoffs for back-to-back years after a five-year absence before last year, finish second in the region back-to-back years, especially after losing all those guys that we had last year, it makes me extremely proud of this team. You know, when you look at a game like this, hosting an opponent like Sachs, you know, last year we hosted Piedmont, you know, in the quarterfinals. And a team we played, Piedmont had played for the 3A state championship the year before. This year we get to play, and I mean we get to play a team, top-ranked team like Sachs, who has been number one in 3A, ranked in the top 10 in the state. And this team, I know we'll talk more later, but they were in the 4A semifinals last year. And they dropped down and got most of their guys back, and they dropped down to 3A. You know, it really makes me want to stop and think about the direction of Colbert Heights football. I'm extremely proud to be in the position we're in as a program. I want our kids to be proud of that, too. I know our community and our school is very proud of that. You know, it's kind of one of those things I tell our players, if you want to be the best, you got to beat the best. And to be able to for 2 years in a row to be hosting one of the best teams in the state, if not the best team in 3A, I mean, that's something to be proud of. And it's great for the growth of our program. You know, teams like Piedmont, Randolph County, and Sachs, they're staples at the top year in, year out. I mean, they're going to be up there. And that's where we want to be. And, you know, we're a long way from that, but it takes playing in big-time games against big-time opponents for your kids and community to see what that looks like, you know. So I couldn't be more proud of what our guys have achieved up to this point. These guys have earned the right to be here. They've earned the right to host this game, to bring this quality of opponent here to host. And, you know, we just got to go out there and play now.
Colbert Heights was off last Friday night. Last ball game out was at Phil Campbell on October 26th when they picked up the win 21-14. Coach, in the open week, How did you guys handle that, you know, the rest versus rust? You know, did you give your guys a couple days off? Did you work on yourselves? What did you do with your team during the bye week?
We did. We rested. I mean, we, you know, we've been going for 10 straight weeks since August 1st. And, you know, we came in, gave them Sunday off for film. We gave them Monday off. That's the first Monday afternoon we'd had off since August 1st. So we let them go rest. Tuesday we came in and we practiced. And we really did a fundamental, almost a spring training or fall camp type practice on Tuesday afternoon. Wednesday, of course, was Halloween, so we were really, really quick, and we let the guys go for Halloween, and we wanted them to enjoy, you know, their plans there. And we came in Thursday, had a lot of water on the field. It had been raining and wet, but we got in there, and we kind of kept sharp on our offensive play timing and ran some plays and really wanted to stay sharp in that area. You know, defensively, we didn't know who we were going to play, so we didn't have cards drawn up. We weren't working reps against anybody in particular because we didn't know who we were going to play. So a little bit of rest, a little bit of refocus, and let the guys understand that, hey, it's a privilege to be here. It's a privilege to be practicing this week. And, you know, we've got to maintain our focus and be ready to really start a new season. That's what the playoffs are about. It's do or die. You win, you stay in. If you lose, you hang it up. So that's kind of the way we approached it last week.
What did your staff and yourself do on Friday night? Did y'all spread out and go watch some ball games, or did you just kind of let everybody do, you know, have the night off?
Well, you know, the Sachs High School did not play, and had they played, you know, we would have went and watched that. I think a couple of our coaches went out and watched some local teams in the Shoals area. I went home and I spent time with my family, with my wife and kids, and you know, I had they were kind of shocked to see Dad in the house on a Friday night, but you know, there wasn't anyone that we could potentially play that was in reasonable distance. Of course, on Saturday morning, you have to get up and you have to drive to Montgomery for a 9 o'clock playoff pairing meeting, and you go in there and you find out who you're going to play, and you go over the rules of the playoffs and things of that nature. So it was a good restful week. It was a good time to regroup, refocus, and kind of refresh, getting ready for this week.
This week, the opponent will be Sachs out there on the mountain. And when we come back, we'll talk about the opponent. You're listening to the Calvert Heights Wildcats Coaches Show here on Fox Sports Shoals. Welcome back into the Calvert Heights Wildcats Coaches Show here on Fox Sports Shoals. Don't forget, you can download the podcast at foxsportsshoals.com. And you can also listen on demand there if you don't want to download it. You can pass that information on to a fan or friend, anybody out there that wants to listen, you can do that. We also post the links to the shows on foxsportsshoals.com. Well, the opponent this week is Sachs. And, Coach, this week, or this year rather, the crossover region extremely difficult for your region, as we see the top three teams in the crossover region are in the top five in the Class 3A Alabama Sports Writers Association rankings. So a very tough crossover region for your region this year. But you know what? The way I look at it, Coach, and I'm sure this is probably the way you look at it, is you got to play them at some point. Might as well play them now.
You're right. I mean, Sachs is a great football team. I mean, they're hands down the best football team we've seen all year. They were 4A last year, as I mentioned. They finished 13-1, fell to Fayette County in the semifinals. So they're one game away from playing for the 4A championship last year. They got most of their players back, and they've dropped down to 3A. They've lost one football game this year to Randolph County. Randolph County, a team who played for the 3A championship last year. So, you know, when you look at Region 6 down there, and you've got Randolph County, you've got Piedmont, and you've got Sachs all tied for first place, you know when that tie is broken, that three-way tie is broken, that somebody's going to finish third as a third seed, and it happened to be Sachs that finished as a third seed. The week before they played Randolph County, their only one loss, they were ranked number one in 3A in the state. So this is no typical third seed coming to the mountain. I mean, this is you look at they played Piedmont, you know, they beat Piedmont 25-13, yet Piedmont finished under the tiebreaker in first in the region. So they're without a doubt the best three seed in the state, in my opinion. They're a very athletic football team, and they're a great quality opponent.
You look at the statistics on their season. Again, you just mentioned only one loss on the season against Randolph County, 41-21. They're 8-1 on the year, but things that jump out at me, you look at their scoring and what they score and what they give up with their what they give up to their opponents. They've scored 349 points, so they put a lot of points on the board, and they've only given up 124 points on the year. In fact, I know they gave up 41 to Randolph County in the Randolph County game, but outside of that, the most points given up this year was 22, and that was back at the very start of the season against Alabama Christian. When you turn on the film, and I know you've watched a lot of film with these with this team, when you turn on the film, what really jumps out to you offensively and defensively?
Athleticism, number one. Very athletic, most athletic team we've seen in a long time. They've got a couple of the best running backs I've seen tote the football in a long time. They run the football very well. They're zone option team, so their quarterback is a running back basically for them. He totes it a lot. Defensively, they're big, fast, very athletic. They play a 3-4 defense, a lot of man coverage. They're going to try to lock you down and stack the box on you and play a lot of zero coverage. So when you're athletic, you can play zero coverage. So these guys are very, very athletic. This Sacks team has been ranked in the top five all year, and they play like it. They're one of the best teams in the state. So, you know, we definitely got our hands full. We're going to have our hands full. But, you know, we're going to go out there and give a great effort. And I expect our players to play with a lot of heart and a lot of passion on Friday night.
You know, I don't want to beat around the bush here, Coach. This is the best team you've seen so far this year. I know, all due respect to Westminster Christian, but I think this Sacks team may be just a little bit better than them. When your players turn on the film and watch them, and you're talking about this team, and you know everyone knows how good of a football team this is. What's your message? How do you approach talking to your team about the opponent this week? Because, you know, you almost feel like, oh my goodness, they're so good. They're big, fast, athletic, and they're in the top five, and you know you could just keep going. How do you keep your team saying, hey, look, they're high school kids just like us. They put on their pants just like us, and we're going to go out there and play on the same field as them. How do you convey that message to your team?
Well, a lot of those things that you just said, you know, we use. We're all teenagers. We're all in high school together. These guys are not adults. These guys are not older than you. They're just they're the same age as you. And so we try to sell those things. And you try to look for weaknesses. Nobody's perfect. No football team is perfect. And so you try to look at what are some things that they do that we can take advantage of. What are some things that we might could expose that they don't do as well and maybe hit a couple of big plays on them. So that's kind of how we approach it as coaches. And you want to talk to your kids. Teenagers are going to view the film, and they're going to take it one of two ways. You know, they're going to look at it and go, my goodness, this is, I can't tackle this guy, or, look at this guy, or look at that guy. But I think what it really boils down to is, how do you want to be remembered as a player? Do you want to be a guy that's going to look at this team and go out there and kind of think, nah, it's over before it starts, you know? Or are you going to be a guy that really leaves everything on the field during the game? And that's what we expect out of them. And again, I mentioned earlier in the show, this is 2 years that Colbert Heights football has got to bring in the best team in the state and play them at home. You know, that's something to be proud of. And that's something that these guys have worked to achieve. And so they've earned the right to play in this game. So I don't think there's going to be any letdown. I don't think there's going to be anybody that runs out there and starts running away from people. You know, I think that we're going to go out there and our guys are going to give great effort. And they're going to give us everything they have. They have all year, and I don't expect anything different Friday night.
Just in case you're wondering, Sacks and Colbert Heights have never met before. This will be the first meeting between these two schools, and it'll come in the first round of this year's playoffs. Coach, wrapping things up on this week's show, a couple more questions for me. Anything special going on on the mountain for this football game? Ticket pre-sales, anything you want to get out there to the listeners, to the fans that will be coming to the game on Friday?
Well, I am going through the information that that we met on down at the state. I do know that ticket prices are $8 a piece. They're going to be at the gate. There's not going to be any reserve seating here, so everybody will have to be first come, first serve on their seating. And, you know, I expect a big crowd to come out and support that. And, you know, dealing with hosting a playoff game, there's some ins and outs that we have to handle on our end. As far as ticket pre-sales, I'm going to be getting that information out as soon as I review what I have here, and I'll be getting that out on our Facebook page, Colbert Heights High School Facebook page, and Colbert Heights Wildcat Football Facebook page. So all of that stuff I'll be getting out to our community, and I expect a packed house. I know Sachs travels well. They've got a great community over there, so I expect everybody on the mountain to be at this one.
And we'll also share that information. Last thing for me, Coach, before we get out of here, what are the Wildcats going to have to do to get the win on Friday night?
Well, you know, keys to the game, and regardless of who we play, you know, you only got 100%, you know, and that, we tell our players that all the time. I want our players to go into each game with the same mindset, control what we can control. One thing that's always will be, will continue to be 100% our control is our effort. We have to play with everything we have, our 100%. You know, playoffs are do or die. There's no second chances. Our kids know that. We've got to give everything we have, leave it all on the field, leave with no regrets. And that's what we ask out of our guys. Be able to look each other in the eye, look at yourself in the mirror, and know that you've left everything you had on that grass right here at home. And I think if you do that and have no regrets, just go play the game of football that you've been playing your whole life, I think when you approach the game that way, good things will happen for you.
7 o'clock Friday night, first round of the playoffs out on the mountain, Amos Mitchell Stadium. Get there and support these guys in their first round matchup against Sachs. Coach, good luck, and we'll talk to you next week.
Hey, thank you, Chuck, and go Cats.
Join us next week for more high school football talk on your sports leader, WSBM.